Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. India and Canada exchange agreements in critical mineral, renewable energy and cultural cooperation to boost bilateral ties. Prime Minister Modi holds delegation-level talks with Canadian counterpart Mark Carney in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for dialogue and diplomacy for resolution of disputes amid war in West Asia. Conflict in West Asia intensifies as Iran and joint forces of Israel and America launch new wave of missile attacks. Iran refuses to negotiate with the United States. United Kingdom allows use of its bases for attack on Iranian missile sites. Air India extends suspension of all flights to and from UAE, Saudi Arabia, Israel and Qatar. Centre issues advisory to states urging caution as tension in West Asia escalates. And global crude oil prices spike over 7% amid fear of supply disruption. Stock markets across the world plunge. India and Canada today exchanged three agreements in different areas, including critical mineral cooperation, promoting the use of renewable energy and cultural cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney today held delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House in New Delhi. During the talks, both leaders reviewed the progress achieved till date across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. They also took stock of ongoing cooperation in key pillars including trade and investment, energy, critical minerals, agriculture, education, research and innovation, and people-to-people ties. The two leaders also exchanged views on regional and global developments. Addressing a joint press meet with his Canadian counterpart, Mark Carney, Mr. Modi said the current situation in West Asia is a matter of deep concern. He said India supports the resolution of all disputes through dialogue and diplomacy.
पश्चिम एशिया की वर्तमान स्थिति हमारे लिए गहरी चिंता का विषय है। भारत डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से सभी विवादों का समाधान का समर्थन करता है। इस क्षेत्र में मौजूद सभी भारतीय नागरिकों की सुरक्षा के लिए हम सभी देशों के साथ मिलकर काम करते रहेंगे।
Prime Minister Modi said India and Canada have set an ambitious target to expand bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030.
रक्षा और सुरक्षा के क्षेत्र में बढ़ता सहयोग हमारे गहरे आपसी विश्वास और संबंधों की मैच्योरिटी का प्रतीक है। हम डिफेंस इंडस्ट्रीज, मैरिटाइम डोमेन अवेयरनेस और मिलिट्री एक्सचेंजेस बढ़ाने पर काम करेंगे। इसी उद्देश्य से आज हमने इंडिया कनाडा डिफेंस डायलॉग की स्थापना करने का निर्णय लिया है।
Prime Minister Modi added that the two sides today decided to establish the India-Canada Defence Dialogue. Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, said Canada is renewing its relationship with India and expanding its ties. He said Canada and India are building a strong foundation in trade, defence and energy.
Today we are launching a strategic energy partnership with significant potential to expand bilateral energy trade. We've signed a new critical minerals partnership spanning development, processing, and secure supply chains for clean energy, electric vehicles, and advanced manufacturing. We're deepening our cooperation in clean energy, expanding collaboration across wind, solar, and hydrogen.
The Prime Minister of Canada is on a four-day visit to India since the 27th of last month. Prime Minister Carney, who assumed office in March last year, is on his first full-fledged bilateral visit to India. The conflict in West Asia intensified as Iran and joint forces of Israel and America have launched a new wave of missile and drone attacks. Iran and Iranian-backed militias fired missiles at Israel and Gulf countries, while Israel and the United States pounded targets in Iran. Britain, France and Germany have said they are ready to work with the US to counter Iran's attacks, and a group of Gulf countries said it reserved the right to respond to Iranian strikes. Amid the growing tension, top Iranian security official Ali Larijani has vowed that Iran will not negotiate with the United States. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has strongly condemned the recent US airstrikes that killed Iran's supreme leader Ali Khamenei. Mr. Araghchi described the strikes as an unlawful act of aggression and asserted that Iran's actions constitute self-defense. U.S. President Donald Trump promised Washington would avenge the deaths of three American troops who were killed in Kuwait. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said 9 Iranian warships had been sunk and that the Iranian Navy's headquarters had been largely destroyed.
We have hit hundreds of targets in Iran, including Revolutionary Guard facilities, Iranian air defense systems, knocked out 9 ships plus their naval building. The entire military command is gone as well, and many of them want to surrender into saving their lives. Combat operations continue at this time in full force, and they will continue until all of our objectives are achieved. An Iranian regime armed with long-range missiles and nuclear weapons would be a dire threat to every American. We cannot allow a nation that raises terrorist armies to possess such weapons.
The leaders of Britain, France, and Germany have slammed Iran's missile attacks, calling it indiscriminate and disproportionate. In a joint statement, the leaders of E3 countries have extended their support to the US. The comments came hours after the UK said a Royal Air Force Typhoon fighter shot down an Iranian drone heading towards Qatar. Meanwhile, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer agreed to a US request to use British military bases for defensive strikes on Iranian missile sites.
The United States has requested permission to use British bases for that specific and limited defensive purpose. We have taken the decision to accept this request to prevent Iran firing missiles across the region, killing innocent civilians, putting British lives at risk, and hitting countries that have not been involved.
Meanwhile, Iran continues to strike U.S. assets across the Gulf countries, including the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, and Bahrain. The Israeli Air Force today reported missile launches from Iran targeting Israeli territory. Iran has claimed that a US F-15 fighter jet crashed in Kuwait as tensions escalate. Fire and smoke was seen from inside the US embassy compound in Kuwait after an Iranian attack. The US embassy in Kuwait said there is a continuing threat of missile and UAV attacks over the country. Several loud explosions were also heard in Erbil, the capital of northern Iraq's Kurdish region. As the bombardment continued, Hezbollah said it fired missiles from Lebanon into Israel today. In response to the killing of Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, Israel retaliated with strikes on Beirut. In the attack, 31 people lost their lives. Meanwhile, the Kuwait Air Defense Force shot down a number of hostile aerial targets. Cyprus has said a drone that hit a British military base caused limited damage. Lebanon's government is holding an emergency meeting after Hezbollah's attack on Israel triggered Israeli airstrikes in different parts of the country. Amid the rising conflict, the World Health Organization called for the sparing of civilians and healthcare facilities in West Asia. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Air India has issued a travel advisory in view of the current situation in West Asia. The airline has extended the suspension of all flights to and from the United Arab Emirates, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Israel and Qatar today till the end of the day. Additionally, select flights to Europe scheduled today have also been cancelled. These flights include journeys from Amritsar to Birmingham, Delhi to Zurich, Delhi to Copenhagen and from Birmingham to Delhi. The advisory also mentioned that all other flights to North America and Europe will operate as per schedule using alternative routings over available airspaces in West Asia, which is expected to add to the flying times. The centre has issued a cautionary letter to states against possible violence in India in the wake of Israel-US strikes against Iran. Sources said that the Union Ministry of Home Affairs has written a letter to all states and union territories asking them to identify pro-Iran radical preachers giving inflammatory sermons. The letter underscores the need for intensified intelligence sharing and preventive action to avert any law and order breakdown. In Jammu and Kashmir, normal life has been affected across the Kashmir region due to restrictions imposed across all districts of Kashmir following widespread protests against the killing of Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei in U.S.-Israel bombing in Iran. More from our correspondent.
Official and security sources told Akashvani News Srinagar that the restrictions are precautionary, stating that the steps have been taken to prevent any untoward incident following the protests witnessed yesterday in Lal Chowk and other areas. Authorities have urged locals to maintain calm and cooperate with law enforcement agencies to ensure peace and harmony. Till now, no untoward incident has been reported from any part of Kashmir. The situation continues to remain under control. Tariq Rathar, Akashvani News Srinagar.
Crude oil prices jumped around 9% as market participants fear the U.S.-Iran war will have broader regional ramifications that will lead to a major supply disruption. Asia-Pacific stock markets fell sharply today due to heightened tension in West Asia. Investors sold shares on fears of disrupted energy supplies, causing oil prices to spike, while defense stocks rose. Japan's Nikkei 225 tumbled 1.71%, Straits Times 1.76%, Hang Seng 1.67%, and Jakarta Composite 1.6%. As fear gripped the market, gold and silver are witnessing a rise in prices. The Indian equity market also witnessed major downfall at the opening of the market due to the conflict in West Asia. Later, the market recovered sharply. However, the Sensex and the Nifty are still down over 1.6%. The Sensex fell over 1,324 points to 79,977, while the Nifty declined 401 points to 24,777 when reports last came in. Afghanistan's Ministry of Defense announced that its Air Force had conducted precise and coordinated aerial operations against multiple Pakistani military installations targeting key air base in Rawalpindi. In a social media post, the Afghan Defense Ministry said the strikes were aimed at major Pakistani military facilities, including the Noor Khan Air Base in Rawalpindi, the 12th Division headquarters in Quetta, Balochistan, and the Khwazai Camp in the Mohmand Agency of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. It also claimed that several strategic command centers across Pakistan were also targeted during the operation. President Draupadi Murmu today dedicated four schemes to the women of Delhi. The schemes include the Lakhpati Bitiya scheme, Saheli Pink Smart Card, Meri Poonji Mera Adhikar, and the free LPG cylinder scheme. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu underscored that women are an indispensable pillar of society.
महिलाओं को शिक्षित बनाना, उनका आत्मविश्वास बढ़ाना और उनको प्रोत्साहित एवं सहयोग देना हम सबका कर्तव्य है। हमें अपनी बेटियों को ये विश्वास दिलाना है कि वे सपने देखने और उन्हें पूर्ण करने की क्षमता रखती है तथा हम उनके सपनों को साकार करने में उनके साथ खड़े रहे हैं। जो एक बेटी शिक्षित होती है तो पूरा परिवार शिक्षित होता है। जब एक बेटी सक्षम बनती है तो पूरा समाज मजबूत होता है.
Expressing confidence in the impact of the newly launched schemes, President Murmu said these initiatives will instill confidence in the women of the national capital and inspire them to rise and achieve new heights. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said that around 19 foreign universities are set to establish their campuses in India by the current academic year. He was addressing the Study in India Edu Diplomatic Conclave 2026 in New Delhi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Canada exchange agreements in critical mineral, renewable energy and cultural cooperation to boost bilateral ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with Canadian counterpart Mark Carney in New Delhi. Prime Minister Modi calls for dialogue and diplomacy for resolution of disputes amid war in West Asia. Conflict in West Asia intensifies as Iran and joint forces of Israel and America launch new wave of missile attacks. Iran refuses to negotiate with the United States. The United Kingdom allows use of its bases for attack on Iranian missile sites. Air India extends suspension of all flights to and from the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Israel and Qatar. Center issues advisory to states, urging caution as tension in West Asia escalates, and global crude oil prices spike around 9% amid fear of supply disruption. Stock markets across the world plunge. And with that, we end the midday news.